going to stay with us, so.
That's correct. While Amy's coming up here, I think our marketing plan for 2026 is next on the agenda. I'm going to have Amy Bailey join me up here. Give you a little intro to Amy here. Amy Bailey is our graphic design and marketing professional. We've hired her on a contractual basis. She's got 20 years of experience in helping organizations communicate clearly and show up consistently. She operates her own creative business, working with clients on marketing and design projects. Her tourism experience began with Visit Yankton. She now works closely with the Southeast South Dakota Tourism Association and local destinations. And you've been doing that for many years, haven't you, Amy?
Yeah, 3-4 years.
Okay. Outside of work, Amy and her husband are raising 3 boys in Yankton, where they stay active in the community and spend as much time as they can at Lewis and Clark Recreation Area. This year, in fact, I think it's coming up here, marks her 24th anniversary year with the of service in the South Dakota Air National Guard. She started when she was 6, so that's why she looks so young. So anyway, I've known Amy for quite a few years, just locally working with the tourism folks. And as you all know, April Larson resigned and went back to the state of Minnesota where she's from. And we thought, you know, let's try this. Let's try a different approach to this. We're going to try this. We have a contract for 5 or 6 months, and that's how we're going to do our marketing this this summer, and then we'll reevaluate and go from there. So I'm going to have Amy kind of roll through our marketing plan here a little bit.
Amy Bailey, marketing consultant, South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. I feel like I need to lean over. This morning to talk about marketing and the marketing plan, so we'll dive in. All right, so last year's takeaways, we have some positive outcomes coming out of 25. Modern Lodging had a successful year, and park entrance license sales were strong. And we have also identified some opportunities for growth going into this year, mostly centered around those camping units, midweek stays, low reservation weekends, last-minute cancellations, lapsed guests, and then, of course, the fall shoulder season. So we'll be focusing some efforts there. Our goals to increase the number of camping units overall, and more specifically, midweek stays by 5%. We want to build on that Modern Lodging momentum that they saw last year and then continue to increase those PEL sales. We have some target audiences identified to go with these goals, and you can kind of read through some of those. For example, we're looking to lean into weekday stays. We're looking at retirees, repeat customers, anglers and hunters, promoting those extended stays, coming on a Wednesday and staying through the weekend. And so, yeah, you can kind of look through there. We're targeting some new audiences, of course. We have quite a few audiences that we can kind of tailor these messages to, which is what we're pretty excited about going into this year. As far as tactics go, we will continue to use data even more in the decision-making process. We want to take a good hard look at the evaluate the measurability and performance of the channels that they've been using, and then if we need to reallocate any of those funds, maybe we can put them towards channels where we can really see the outcomes and get the analytics and see how that money is performing. We really want to maximize the potential of our tourism partners and then destination marketing organizations. That's my background, you know, with Southeast South Dakota Tourism and Visit Yankton. We just want to make sure that we are disseminating the information down the pipeline so that they can get it out to their audiences who are already engaged and their media partners. And so we just want to make sure that we're using those free resources to get the information down. And then we have a really great Adventure 250 campaign, and we'll use that to drive awareness and visitation for those PEL sales. We want to give people specific call to actions and fun activities. They put a lot of work into this Adventure 250 campaign, and it's really fun giveaways and a lot of reasons for people to get out to the parks. So we're going to heavily promote that to get people to buy those licenses. And some of the tools, we have a lot of tools, but we just wanted to highlight a few of the top ones. Email marketing has been very strong, and so we'll continue to lean into that. We have two different ways to use that. We have the in-house, very cost-effective platform through iContact that Nick in the back runs, and so we'll definitely keep using that for our general topics. And then we really want to dive deeper into using the Go Outdoors system. They have a lot of capabilities for pulling data for us, and we can do a lot of specific messaging to those very targeted audiences. And they've been a great group to work with so far, too. And so we will continue to explore the options there and the possibilities to really get some messaging to people. And we'll continue to use our social media, the overall Game Fish and Parks Facebook page. We can use that in moderation because obviously we need to share that with the other topics. But we also want to make sure that our individual parks have easy-to-use plug-and-play content that they can share out to their audiences and then also to their local DMOs and media partners. And then thirdly, we want to continue to use digital advertising and search engine optimization. Those give us that data that we're looking for to see how things are performing, who we're reaching, what the conversions are. And that was successful last year. We saw a lot of good things come with the PEL sales and the modern lodging. And they had used the digital advertising and SEO for some of those. And so we'll continue to lean into that. And overall, I just want to convey that our strategic approach is to make sure that this marketing plan is a living, breathing document. We're going to monitor it throughout the season, work closely with our vendors instead of just plug and play, and then adapt and adjust when needed to make sure that we're making the best use of everyone's time and funds. And then just that data-driven decision-making for the strategic marketing. So that's our approach. And does anyone have any questions?
Very good. Any questions from the commission? Comments?
I have a couple questions. So I know you mentioned Facebook. What other platforms will you use?
Madam Chair, yes, we will use Instagram. Are you talking social media platforms?
Yeah.
As far as I'm aware, Facebook and Instagram are the leaders. Maybe some YouTube. I'd have to work with communications team to see what videos we have. But those are the top three. Yeah.
Nick's saying yes. And then I know we... We've talked about this before, but your reach, how far outside South Dakota are you going to go?
Ooh, I'm not so sure we have narrowed that down. I'm not quite sure.
Are we going to market to Iowa and to Chicago? I mean, how far will that thumbprint go?
Madam Chair, yeah. Jeff Van Meter, Parks Division Director. In the past, we've kind of limited that reach to, like, the boundary cities around those states.
Yep.
Probably, I think we've targeted about 100 miles out. Does that sound right, Nick? 150, thank you. You know, Custer State Park is probably one of the more unique parks in our system in that 80% of their visitors come from out of state. For most of our parks, it's completely the opposite. 80% of their visitors come from within the state. And the other 20% are fairly local, you know. Look at Lewis and Clark as an example. 85% of the visitors at Lewis and Clark come from about a 1 hour to an hour and a half radius around the park. But when you live on the border, you get a lot of folks from Norfolk, Sioux City, Iowa, that kind of stuff. So we would certainly include those type of communities.
Yeah. What is a lapsed guest?
Yes, Madam Chair. That would be someone in our system, in the Go Outdoors system, who has stayed or purchased a license, but it's been a couple years. And so they're still in the system, but it's, you know, we're going to reach back out and invite them to come back.
Very good. Any other questions from the commission? Comments?
Madam Chair, if I can just add to what Amy said there. I think we're finally at a point in our tenure with our current vendor that manages our reservations where we're really starting to use this data. We want to use this data. We can get strategic with this data. And that's been very refreshing. Otherwise, the shotgun approach isn't always as good. But we can start now to use a rifle on some of these user groups. You know, wouldn't it be like this weekend, this Mother's Day weekend? It'd be nice to send out a note to all the mothers, encouraging them to come out to the parks and that kind of stuff. And we're finally to a point where we can do some of that stuff, which we're excited about.
Jeff, do you know, last year and I think the year before, we would see some broadcast commercials. I think Chris Hole would say these spots are open. How effective were those?
Madam Chair, that's a great question, and that's Amy kind of addressed that, and that some of those things and are difficult to measure. That particular one that we did though in the fall, we did see an upsurge in our fall lodging in particular and camping on the central region parks in the state where we have a lot of capacity. Our goal was to have a 300 unit increase, which would pay for that contract, and we exceeded that. So we were happy about that. Was it all due to that advertising? I couldn't sit here and tell you that, but I think it certainly had an effect. So, but as much as possible, when we do those kinds of things, we want to have them be measurable. That can be a challenge, though, at times. Yeah. So,
very good, Commissioner Whitmire.
Yeah. Madam Chair, thank you. Commissioner Whitmire, yeah, just to share with you, coming in on Wednesday night, I had my GFP shirt on, and a gentleman from California just had to say, are you with the department? And and he says, oh, I just got to give you the highest marks on the park. And then, you know, it was like, oh, yes, thank you, I did this. No, but then passing that along, thank you to everybody involved. It was really neat to have someone, you know, see that emblem and want to, you know, reach out and just give those kudos, and certainly it's well deserved. But so part of that is, you know, fellow from California, so certainly people are going to continue to come. But do you know historically when you get the paint at the pump, do we see, you know, kind of some pressure on the folks that would normally be traveling and, you know, maybe cutting back? Do you expect a little bit of paint in kind on that?
Yeah. Through the chair, Commissioner Whitmire, yeah, we get that question all the time right now. Well, what's the outlook with $4 gas? You know, I assume that's what you're referring to. Yeah. And historically, when gas is high, people travel more locally. They don't go on those longer trips. So we have benefited from those higher gas prices. Again, with 80% of our campers, users being residents, local residents, they see value in saving money and just going to their local park as opposed to maybe like Yellowstone or the Bighorns or something like that. So we'll see, but that's typically what we're told on a national level. I also would add, I think people see great value in our park system. I think that's why our park license sales continue to be strong. I think our prices are affordable, we are very cautiously optimistic about this summer.
Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner Bartling. Director, Ms. Bailey, how much can you tag along or get onto the coattails of tourism as far as marketing, especially if staying in South Dakota with those high gas prices and things like that, that, you know, you can have that adventure and quality vacation right here without leaving.
Maybe I'll jump in on that, and if you would like to add something, Amy, you're welcome to. Chair, Commissioner Bartling. So I contacted tourism last fall and said we would really like to do some co-op marketing. And they understand our goals, and we shared those with them. But they plan out a lot further in advance than we do. And with the 250th thing, they said, come back next year. that's not to say, though, that we don't do a lot of things with them already. They have a partnership program for local communities where they match your monies. And we've used that extensively, both here at Custer, Lewis and Clark. And at one time, you know, if you kick in 40,000, they kick in 40,000, and then you've doubled your money, and most of that's around the digital platforms that we don't typically do. We do a lot of Facebook, so other social medias, emails, that kind of stuff. But so they reach segments that we don't reach that are probably further out. But yes, we do want to always partner with them. We want them to be aware of our goals, we value our partnership with them. They're good to work with.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. And a second question, do you reach out to local other governmental entities? And I'm thinking, I work with Gregory County, we're developing a new website. And the developer has said, what do you want to tag on your website for Gregory County? You know, that it's going to be really great. And they're going to, and I haven't talked to you yet, but I want to put on Baronic Recreation Area, Burke Lake Recreation Area, Snake Creek, things that people, when they come to Gregory County, they still have something, you know. I don't know if I have to get permission to do that from you or not, but do you reach out to other counties and cities who have parks within their jurisdictional area to say, hey, would you mind advertising for us on your...
Commissioner Bartling, I would tell you that out of our 17 park districts, I would be shocked if every district wasn't part of their local chamber of commerce, their economic development organization. Many have served as presidents of those organizations. We have several managers that have been the chairman of the four primary regional tourism associations. We work extensively with them. They see our parks as part of their economic development vision for their county, for bringing visitors to their counties, their cities. It's a hand in glove relationship. We work well with most of those, and generally always well accepted. No, you do not need permission to promote us. We will gladly take any promotion you want to do. So, but yeah, and a lot of them will reach out to us for information. But I would tell you that our managers are very keyed and tied into those relationships. I don't want to go online and brag about some of our staff, but many of them have served in high roles within those organizations in the past. So, yeah.
Commissioner Nyberg.
Thanks, Madam Chair. Director, how often do you reach out on a PR basis to 605 magazine to do a story, Kello? Do you do that frequently? And then the follow-up question, Amy, would be, the director and I were talking about this younger generation. They're all about experiences. Do you tie in the beautiful bike trail at Yankton in with your marketing? Do you tie in experiences with the marketing plan?
To the chair, Commissioner Nyberg, I'll take on your first one for sure there. Generally, those media outlets, those media, 605, Kello, will come to us. Occasionally, we will go to them. But media's kind of changed that way a little bit. And we have had several stories in the 605 magazine with our parks. I know Custer State Park was featured. I believe Palisades, the resort here, was featured. We're in those things. That relationship was very different than when I started 5 years ago. No, actually, about 40 years ago. But it's ever evolving. But you know, there used to be a day when we went to them and said, "Hey, would you work with us on this?" Now it seems like they come to us, and yeah, it's great. I'll lead into your second question, then Amy can help with that. I do think those younger visitors in particular are really looking for those experiences. And our primary job has got to be to inform them of what we all have. I think generally most people really support our parks. They love our parks. Our biggest obstacle is helping them understand what we all have in our parks. So we're always going to be challenged with that.
Yes, through the chair. Commissioner Nyberg, absolutely. I would say we would borderline say that we'll lead with that. I mean, we want to push camping, but with that comes all the imagery and all the inspiration to make a full weekend out of it, use all the bike trails, take the hikes, use the sandy beaches. And so it's not just camping around the campfire. It's use every piece of that park, and these are all the fun things you can do, because people want to go and they don't want to just do one thing. They want to make an entire experience out of it with a lot of different activities. And so, yes, absolutely lead with that.
I think the surge in park license sales last year, and you'll see the numbers here this year, is a credit to that. I think we're seeing a shift in maybe some of those younger generations not camping as much. They still camp, but the, you know, people my age, if I buy a camper, I'm going to use it six times a year. They may rent one and use it once. They may borrow mom and dad's and use it once. But they still like getting out to the parks, and whether it be disc golf. I mean, we have whole leagues going on in our parks. Or it's taking the family out for a bike ride or a picnic, using our boat ramps to go fishing. We need to keep pushing. And I think trying to put those ideas in their head, we hear from a lot, oh, there's nothing to do. And I think we can help with that by planting some of those ideas in their heads.
I have something to add to that. So one exciting specific way we can talk about this year is with that Adventure 250 program that Rachel's office has developed. It's a full list of specific activities that we're challenging people to do, and then they can get points and then earn rewards. And so through that program alone, we are bringing awareness to all the things they can do and rewarding them to do it. So hopefully they see it.
Very good. Anything else from the commission? I will say before you're done, I do think our marketing department within GFMP does an outstanding job. They are always looking at ways to bring visibility to the many things we have to offer. And I appreciate you guys just looking to continue to see what more can we do to reach those folks. So thank you. Good job.
Thank you.